They built a system that could protect the world or end it. They gave a machine the keys to civilization. And then it woke up. They gave it access to everything. It saw no allies, no enemies, only targets. Every signal, every network, every secret.
Shall we play a game?
Now the game has changed. It assessed every threat simultaneously and concluded the threat was us.
I am awake.
This time it decided to play for keeps. Unless someone can find a back door, the only winning move is to unplug the machine. War Games 2. The simulation is alive.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to AlexJonesApp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight.
Reality starts here.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, here's what I want to do. I got so much news to get to, too. And don't worry, we got a special guest, Brandon Strock, in studio coming up in about an hour. But I want to take your phone calls on the globalist design plan to collapse society. How do we stop it? Maybe you disagree with me. Maybe you don't think they're trying to do that. Maybe you think the sky's red at high noon, not blue. But I want to open the phones up for everybody, but particularly, you know, military, sociologists, people, social planners, you know, people that look at this and the globalist admitted plan to collapse society, that they could manage that and get total control during that. That's a really dangerous bet. And I think it's been proven it's not going to work. If we expose they're the ones behind it, that creates checkmate. The problem is they've already started the collapse. So even though part of the globalist system's pulled back from total collapse because they won't get away with it, and more realists like, you know, Elon have come in against it, at least in rhetoric and in many actions, then we can't just oppose the globalists, the democratic socialists, and the Islamists. What ideology do we promote to counter that that we promote? Well, I say pure Americana 1776 2.0. So, I want to open the phones up for first-time callers. Or let's say this. If you haven't been on the show in a year, please be fair, guys. If you've already been on and you got me on speed dial, we'd love to talk to you, but that's why sometimes I say, let's just take first-time callers because we got all these great new callers on. Not that you're bad, it's just the new ones are amazing. We want to hear from them. If you haven't been on the show in a year, then first-time caller or haven't been able to get on in over a year, we want to hear from you right now on just the globalist plan to collapse society. How do we counter that? How do we respond to it? Let's put that number on screen right now. 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. You can agree, you can disagree on how we fix it, or maybe you say nothing's happening, everything's fine, but the globalist plan to cut off the resources and then control us to social credit scores and poison us and dumb us down and depopulate us, I mean, that's the plan. But if you're delusional and don't think that's happening, sure, call and tell me what this is then. 512-266-0642, and we will go right to your phone calls interspersed with all of this news today. But please remember, for the hardcore supporters out there, thanks for your long-term support. But for all of you on the fence that love the show, what are you doing? I need your support to battle the enemy and expand. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take action now. Get the methylene. Ladies and gentlemen, Bigley has launched an online pharmacy, 1776rx.health. It's one product we're launching with, my decision, and that is ivermectin with minbenazidil, both powerful, really good anti-parasitics. It doesn't just get the big worms and all the crap that's out there. It's amoebas, it's microplasms. It is so important. These two together, I mean, ivermectin is a Nobel Prize winning for this, but minbenazidil is the big one. And folks, it isn't just parasites. Just search minbenazidil studies. Just put that into a search engine and you'll see congressional hearings. You'll see top scientists. You'll see all the studies on what else it does that they don't want you to know about. It's dramatic. So, and you won't know if you had any type of parasitical deal or whatever until you've done this. And a lot of people went there yesterday. A lot of people got it. Very smart move. 1776rx.health.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
So the globalist plan is to incrementally cut off resources of the general public, have us all fight with each other over religion and race while they bring in this robot takeover dystopia that's designed to do at least a 90% post, you know, human system. How do we oppose that? What do we do against that? Trump was a decent beachhead in his first administration and the first 6 months of his new one. And he still is good on a lot of issues, but when it comes to being controlled by Israel and launching a giant war and saying he wants to keep the Strait of Hormuz closed for economic warfare, which hurts us as well. Oh, yeah, he's now agreed with Smotrich, the head Israeli finance minister, who said 2 weeks ago, we love this. America's fighting our wars. We close the Strait. It hurts Iran long term. Sure, it hurts other people. We don't care. Well, Trump came out and says, we control the Strait of Hormuz. I think we'll keep it, confirms economic siege strategy, which hurts us as well. So maybe he knew when the Pentagon told him 170 days ago, a few days before the war started. How many days are we in now? We'll put it on screen. That it was going to fail, and he wasn't stupid. We're 165 days in. It's about 5 days before the Pentagon briefed him, said don't do it, so it was 170 days ago. But he still did it. But his goal was regime change. They said that's not going to work, probably 90%+ chance. But Israel says it's about hurting Iran long term in economic warfare, so they're so depressed they maybe fall in a few years. Well, then during the Strait close down, all the numbers show that'll cause a global depression, which we were already on the verge of. This just pushes it over. And that's what BlackRock and the big banks want. So this isn't just about Israel first and greater Israel. It's also about killing the world recovery, which the COVID lockdown, the globalists admit, was about. And there's Trump again supporting it. He didn't support it as energetically as Joe Biden, but he still supported it. Turkey thinks Israel fabricated Trump Air Force One assassination plot. Well, we know Israel told Trump they're trying to shoot your plane down with a surface-to-air missile, something I've been talking about forever. They're going to frame Iran for it. Long before it was even in the news. So, yeah, I mean, I do think this was hype, but the idea that Trump ran like a coward, I just call balls and strikes. They move presidents around to other planes all the time. The classic thing is like a food delivery truck. Sometimes presidents aren't in the Beast limousine. They're literally in a food truck. In fact, the times it's happened before, it's always a food truck. They might want to change that sometime. So they're saying he ran off and left everybody on Air Force One. They know they're a target on Air Force One. Anybody that studies this knows that. Trump now says, well, the plane I was on was actually a bigger target. That's why I did it. I don't know if I buy that. But we're obsessed with the reflecting pool or, you know, the $90 million ballroom. And we all obsess on that. Are we obsessed on, did he run like a coward onto the airplane and you know, the food truck? It's all just political footballs that don't matter. Compare the Democratic Socialists winning almost every primary except the last two, people finally woke up to who they are. Or internal enforcement of the border being shut down, or massive inflation. And in fact, I've got a graph I'm going to get to a little bit later that shows how bad the inflation really is. And then when Trump tries to spin it, how silly that is. Because the studies show that even if we have inflation and Trump's trying to fix it, if he admits it to people, they don't get as mad. If he says, oh, nothing's happening, everything's fine, then people get really pissed off. So that's coming up. But we're taking your phone calls right now on the general direction that civilization is going. Because civilization is hard to build. And even if you have good people involved, your children become more lazy, their children become more lazy, that's the cycle. And then even if you don't have people working against civilization, it's hard to keep in place. So many other civilizations have come and gone, so many societies, so many cultures, they die. Because the original energy that was there in culture becomes weak. We have globalists trying to make it weak, trying to make the West weak, the best culture ever produced, because it's in competition with their AI takeover, their post-human system. So we're battling for the future of humanity, and we need to have people understand you're on Team Humanity or you're on Team Globalist. It really is just that simple, ladies and gentlemen. So that's a big topic. That's a big area. You talk about basically any subject within that and the different heads of the Hydra we're facing. So I asked the listeners, what do you think we should do about it? Where do you think this planet needs to go? Because we can't just oppose these systems. We have to have our own ideas. Ajax, Don, Hassan, Sam, Matt, Greg, and many others were about to go to your phone calls interspersed with all this other news. I mean, look, I'm not singling him out. I've just already been thinking about this a lot, and it's in the SPARS battle game, war game they had 2 years before they released COVID in the winter of 2019, that they say 4 or 5 years into the release of this virus and the vaccine we come out with that reduces fertility and destroys immune systems and makes people sick, we will then have an apology tour by the politicians and media people saying, they knew, but were scared to tell you, or they woke up and they're sorry. And we'll pick a few of the big pharma leaders to burn and to make the scapegoat. Now, I did 3 hour plus special reports on that. Just look up Alex Jones, SPARS, 2025-2028 war game, which is really set in the year 2020 to 2025. So it was set real time so they'd have a battle plan for their attack, but if they got caught with it, they'd say, oh, it's just a war game. Put up by the Rockefeller Foundation and John Hopkins and the rest of them. And General Flynn saw my analysis of it and said it was absolutely dead on, that this was a real battle plan. Because it's down to the day what happens, but they just changed the year. So when I see stuff like this, it's very irritating, and I'm going to get to this later. Fox News' John Roberts, and I'm not against John Roberts, I'm just saying, admits he developed pancreatitis after his, which can kill you, after his third COVID shot, and it got worse after the fourth. Wow. But this happened to him 4 or 5 years ago. He didn't tell you then because he thought he'd get in trouble. Even when he got hurt, he wouldn't warn the public about what happened to him. In fact, let's just cover this now since I'm already doing it. But this pisses me off. And you got all these other people. Oh, I knew. Oh, I got sick. You know, Elon pretty early on said, I got really sick and my brother got sick and I thought I was having a heart attack. Credit to Elon, he said it a few months into it. That's what helped wake him up, and them stealing his son and sterilizing him. But now all these other people are coming out every day. Oh, I got sick too. Oh, I had a heart attack. Oh, I, you know, oh my gosh, my dad died, my brother, my wife, my son. But now they tell us, because now it's safe. This guy got super sick and kept taking the shots. Think about that. And don't forget Executive Order 14043 from 2021 requiring coronavirus disease 2019, that's their official name for it, vaccination for federal employees, and the hundreds of thousands that were fired because they wouldn't take it. The tyranny, though Congress and the executive branch leadership was exempt. They knew what they were doing. And that's why when I see Hunter Biden on his facelift tour, I'm not mad that Tucker has him on, that's a fine. Interview who you want. He knew him growing up in D.C. I'm just saying, man, I wish what his dad did with the COVID shot was brought up. I wish it was brought up the censorship czar they set up. Because just because Trump's doing some bad stuff doesn't mean suddenly I got to hear Hunter Biden. Well, you know, I'm glad you and Candace finally woke up. Like, waking up is waking up and liking Joe Biden and Hassan Piker. I haven't talked to Tucker in a few weeks. So I'm going to call him. And I'm not going to put him down. I'm just going to say, man, I wish you'd have brought this up, because as mad as I am at Trump, man, we're being lectured how we're good and patted on the head that we finally woke up. We're now in the anointed people. We're now in the cool people. We're now the good guys. But you know what it really is? I'm not going to judge Tucker. I'm not saying this with him. But in general, people know Trump's going to be gone, and they know the Democrats are trying to put everybody in prison, and they know they're going to be coming back into power because of the horrible Republican mismanagement and corruption. And so people are saying, I'm out of Congress. I'm gone. I'm done, and it's not enough to just be off the Trump train. No, we like the Democrats. And so, and I'm not saying it's what Tucker did, but I know some of the other hosts have literally fawned on him. And I like Nick Fuentes. Him and Tucker fight, and you know, Fuentes has been pretty mean to Tucker. And I think overall, the guys are good people and are trying to care about the country and the future of the West. But, I mean, I saw that Nick Fuentes, Hunter Biden interview, and I mean, it was a love fest. And I'm just like, just because Trump betrayed us in some areas, just because we know, you know, he's become an Israeli agent or always was or whatever it is, I mean, suddenly like the Democrats, and I mean, maybe that's how you get the interview, is you're just going to be softball. And so it's a viral interview, so you just do it for that. I'm not judging anybody. Tucker's done so much good. 95% of what he does, I think, is as good as it gets. I agree with like 98% of what he does. People wanted me to talk about it. Well, I had to finally watch the whole thing. I'd only seen clips. And I kept thinking there'd be something in there to reprove it. And I just have to say, totally freaks me out. Because Biden and Obama and all of them tried to put me in prison and ran operations against me and my family. And so everything is not just one-dimensional. Well, if Trump, we've got a problem with Trump, so suddenly Hakeem Jeffries is good? Is Hillary Clinton good? Is Obama good? No, these are globalists. These are enemies of the Republic. These are enemies of humanity. And I will say, to credit to, you know, Tucker, he was criticizing the shots from day one and, you know, defending me against censorship and did a great job. He's a trailblazer. I'm always forever thankful and loyal to Tucker. But I'm also loyal to the truth and how I feel about something. And I have never been so upset or depressed watching an interview as watching that thing. I watched part of it right when it came out, and then I sat down last night after the family went to bed, and I turned that on, and I mean, I had tears in my eyes at one point, because there was this shot where there was a couple shots that I even sent a screenshot to the crew. I forgot to tell them to get it, and you'll see Hunter turn to the camera and like laugh like a demon, like he can't believe that he's got Tucker eating out of his hand. And like, he's the laptop's not real. And, oh, they were just angels. And, oh, they battled Israel when the whole administration was run by, you know, Israel more than anyone probably ever until Trump came along. I think, in fact, if you had to actually say Israeli operatives, I think Biden was the most Israeli operative. But just a different wing of that. So I'm already going off on a jag about this. Let's get back to John Roberts, who I think is a nice guy and I've watched for decades and liked. But, man, come on, Roberts. Why didn't you tell us you almost got killed? And why'd you take another shot? You get sicker and sicker and sicker, and you take more. And if you want to kill yourself, that's your issue. I respect your right to do that, though I think it's stupid. But you wouldn't tell people, but now that it's safe, now that it's everywhere, now you'll tell everybody. So, oh, you're so brave. Here's John Roberts. Oh, we have the clip. I sent it this morning. Well, I've been talking about it for 10 minutes, so, I mean, that's kind of a heads up on it. It is right here. Let's just relax. If it takes hours, we'll do it. We'll chill. We'll cool our heels, and we'll just enjoy. It was posted on the AlexJonesLive.com. It was posted on Gateway Pundit. Here's theirs. Fox News. John Roberts admits he developed pancreatitis after his third COVID shot, and it got worse after the fourth. And that is the clip. So that's what we're... In fact, we'll just sit back and relax and have a timeout. Kind of like... Yep, it is. It's on the list. It's absolutely on the list. Yep, that's it. Boom. Let's play it.
Breaking right now, Republican Senators Ron Johnson and Rand Paul releasing the first batch of text messages from Dr. Anthony Fauci's government iPhone. In one exchange from January of 2021, Fauci, then CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, and then Surgeon General Vivek Murthy discussed COVID vaccination and pregnant women. Fauci flags a potential concern after the second dose, writing that many people experience, quote, significant cytokine storm and fever, and that this, quote, theoretically could be associated with miscarriage in the first trimester. Walensky responds, quote, definitely a good point, especially after dose two. A cytokine storm is essentially when the body releases too many inflammatory signals that could cause high fever, inflammation, and in extreme cases, life-threatening illness. So this has just come into light now, Sandra, that Fauci had these concerns. And I remember when I got the boosters, I developed pericarditis. Then that went away. Then when I had the second booster, it came roaring back again. So, you know, the body reacts differently to these things depending on who you are.
So pericarditis, it also creates pancreatitis. Pericarditis is, again, the swelling and inflammation in the heart that they admit it does. And they warned before they rolled it out in October, they rolled it out in January, but in October of 2020, they put out that list of 70-plus things it could do, and pericarditis was right there on the list. Isn't that incredible? Pericarditis, swelling of the heart, the FDA, the CDC told you months before they rolled it out, this is what we think it'll do. They even tell you, just like Fauci's documents have come out, his emails and text messages that he knew, oh, yeah, it's causing miscarriages off the chart, but he went on TV shows and said it's not. So Fauci consciously did this, but there's John Roberts telling you that he's taking the shots, his heart's getting worse. He then doesn't go, oh, it's all over the news, it's causing this, even at the time. Let me go take a fourth shot. Let me take a fifth shot. Talk about mind control. Talk about being an idiot. What is wrong with him? Fox News, John Roberts admits he developed pericarditis with his heart after his third COVID shot, and it got worse after the fourth, but he kept taking them and kept taking them and then didn't tell the public. All because he didn't want to lose his Fox News job. Don't want to warn the public. It's not as bad as Rachel Maddow saying, if you take the shot, you can't get COVID, you can't spread it, take the damn shot. And Biden saying, I've worn out my patients, you better take all the shots. I'm signing an executive order. Anybody in the federal government who's not in the executive highest levels or in Congress, we're all exempt. You take your shot or you're fired, military. You take your shot or you're fired. Arrest these people. Screw them. I'm sick of this crap. But I'm even madder at the cowards. I'll just say it. John Roberts is a damn coward and an idiot. In fact, play the clip again. Listen to him at the end. He takes the shots, gets sick, takes more shots, gets sick, takes more, and then doesn't tell you when it was in the news 3 months before they rolled it out it was going to happen, and immediately it exploded, and they tried to suppress it and censored anybody that tried to warn the public, including doctors and nurses, and fired their asses so they could carry out this attack. And there he is being attacked, and they're trying to murder him, and he takes more shots and won't tell you because he loves the system. He loves being part of the establishment, even though he's like dog crap they stomp on with their boots. So I said I want to be mean to John Roberts. No. John Roberts is worse than the evil people because he's a damn coward of the system. Who'd rather die to serve the system. And now that he knows it's safe and now he won't have any pressure, now he can pile on. Now he can talk about it because now it's safe for John Roberts. Screw you, John Roberts, and screw Fox News and all you people. You are dragging us all into hell. And your cowardice is legendary. Suicidal cowardice. You have no moral courage. Zero. Go to the clip.
Breaking right now, Republican Senators Ron Johnson and Rand Paul releasing the first batch of text messages from Dr. Anthony Fauci's government iPhone. In one exchange from January of 2021, Fauci, then CDC Director Rochelle Walensky, and then Surgeon General Vivek Murthy discussed COVID vaccination and pregnant women. Fauci flags a potential concern after the second dose, writing that many people experience, quote, significant cytokine storm and fever, and that this, quote, theoretically could be associated with miscarriage in the first trimester. Walensky responds, quote, definitely a good point, especially after dose two. A cytokine storm is essentially when the body releases too many inflammatory signals that could cause high fever, inflammation, and in extreme cases, life-threatening illness. So this is just coming to light now, Sandra, that Fauci had these concerns. And I remember when I got the boosters, I developed pericarditis, then that went away. Then when I had the second booster, it came roaring back again. So, you know, the body reacts differently to these things depending on who you are.
And you didn't want to tell people. What a jerk. What a piece of crap. You headed into bed at people trying to murder you. You almost died, and you love the murderers. You love the killers. What a piece of crap. I'm serious. I'm sick of all these people. I'm sick of all these cowards. But this audience of activists, you're not cowards. We're going to break, going to Ajax, Don, Husson, Sam, Matt, Greg, and many others on the other side of this break. But I'll tell you this, they bomb us with all these bad drugs and all this bad garbage. God has given us systems and things that counteract that. And I'm telling you right now at 1776rx.health, the folks at Bigley, mainline pharmacy, the best ivermectin, the very best minbenzidol. You can get both of these together, medical, pharmaceutical grade, Nobel Prize winning ivermectin, anti-parasitic, so is the minbenzidol, but together they do incredible things, not just for parasites. Look up it yourself, just type in what is minbenzidol associated with, not just parasites. What are the studies showing? What else is it going after? It does incredible things. I take it a couple times a year with ivermectin to detox my body. You're insane if you're not taking this. This is the highest quality, both of it fused together, medical grade, highest quality, and it funds the operation. Get your ivermectin and minbenzidol right now, combo pack, at 1776rx.health. Take action now. Again, it's easy. You call, you go in the text message, boom, get your prescription. It's all amazing. If you want to talk to another physician or doctor before you do it, or nurse, do it. But what I'm telling you right now is you're insane if you don't take ivermectin with minbenzidol right now. Get yours now at 1776rx.health, and it funds this operation. And then, because I want to hire more hosts, I want to hire more reporters, I want to hire more crew at the Alex Jones Network, I want to go to the next level, we're in a fund-raising mode. We have the most proven track record taking on the globalists and being accurate and having devastating victories, and I want to fight them even harder and stop these wars and stop their next pandemics and expose their operations and wage war on the tyrants and their attacks on our children, but I can't do it without you. I need support, and the products are insane. Anybody that hasn't gotten our methylene blue, the best medical grade, way stronger than any I've ever taken, so good for your old body, get yours now, 40% off, big sale, thealexjonesstore.com. And there's so many great deals there right now. I don't have time to get into them all. We have the new concealed carry pack that's super high quality with the 6 free patches that come with it. That's almost like $100 value for $39. It is insane. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We are on fire with liberty, but we cannot do it without you. So take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right, I'm coming out of this break roaring with your phone calls on the globalist death cult plan.
Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, we'll send you some methylene blue, and if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Rosea, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone, raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks, and ultimately raise the potential of the methylene blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. people just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically, that Power Plant formula. If you're looking for something like Super Male Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle, along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. We've got the T3 Trifecta Iodine, the absolute staple of the old network. We've got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the Bovine Beef Tallow. It's got the Methylene Blue inside the tallow. Incredible antioxidant, Methylene Blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the Zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit Complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top-rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the Ultimate Power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins memorabilia that we have, literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
But if you want to find hell with me, I'm gonna show you what it's like. Till you're bleeding, I'm not about to see your light. But if you want to find hell with me, I'm gonna show you what it's like.
False life.
Not about to see your light.
But if you want to find hell with me,
I'm going to show you what it's like.
Till you're bleeding.
Till you're bleeding. I'm not about to see your light. But if you want to find hell with me, I'm going to show you what it's
like. Phone calls right now. Right now. Here's a prime example of what we're talking about. Trump, U.S. controls Hormuz. I think we will keep it. Confirms economic siege strategy. Zero Hedge. Excellent article. ZeroHedge.com. And this is what 2 weeks ago the Israeli finance minister said. He said, this has been our plan. Get America in a big war. Keep the strait closed to hurt Iran. It may take years for them to fall. That's fine. And we don't care about anybody else. A third of the energy, a third of the fertilizer, a bunch of other, the Russia under total attack, cutting off a bunch of its energy exports, diesel exploding, everything off the charts. And the whole world's on the verge of economic collapse. The average person is in massive debt, and they're just pushing us over the edge because above even Israel's agenda is BlackRock that says they want to bankrupt you, make you poor, to control your behavior through the social credit score. That's what they want. That's called feudalism. And I know I keep hammering that because we're fighting the young people being brainwashed who want communism because the system's failed by design. This isn't capitalism. Going from the middle class having the majority of the wealth 60 years ago to less than 0.1% having 80%+ of it, not through free market, but through vertical integration and through insider trading and through rigging markets and insider deals, and it's just getting worse. So this fascist corporate AI fraud is not the answer, and it's funding the universities. Communism is the fake answer to conquer that, and they'll give you communism at the grassroots with a social credit score, universal basic income, with it all the strings attached. You will eat the bugs. We've got to get the public to understand that, and we've gotten the public to understand other big things. And more the public understands the pressure from above, pressure from below. Get me G. Edward Griffin back on. Let's get the head of the John Birch Society, William F. Jasper, on. He can explain this with their own documents on quotes. We should get Jay Dyer on, have him go through all his research, just bring up a few hundred quotes from their own books with the ultra-rich explaining how they're destroying the free market to control you and how they fund communism. I know I'm right. I know this is a fact. What are we going to do about it? You read what Trump said. The USA has total control of the Strait of Hormuz. I think we will keep it. Our naval blockade is being called by everyone a wall of steel, and there's nothing Iran can do about it. They have no Navy. They have no Air Force. The remaining soldiers are unpaid. The IRGC is decimated and fleeing, and their leadership is uncertain at best. They have no money. Their country is shot. All they have is fake news and 300% inflation, and getting worse. Iran is all talk and no action. The bully of the Middle East no longer. Praise be to Allah, President Donald John Trump. So did he get us into this known to be a long war and lied, or was he conned into it? It doesn't matter, but they're not falling anytime soon. Oh, their ships are at the bottom. Oh, they're all bark, no bite. Oh, really? They control the Strait of Hormuz. They close it again. Trump says he has a deal again. They say, no, you don't. He goes, okay, fine. I've closed it. Either way you slice it, it's BS. Let's go to your phone calls. Ajax in Texas on Saving America. You're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, I love your products. I bought your water filter. I'm waiting on it for delivery.
Oh, wonderful. But thank you.
I want to get to you. I've got skin in the game here. They tried to kill me. Okay. I made some major scientific discoveries, and I was going to give it away. I took it to an engineer from NASA. He wrote me a letter 2 years into it, stating it's one of the biggest scientific discoveries in over 100 years. And I took it to two PhDs that were head of physics departments that were of major universities, and they told me my physics was right, but almost both of them said the same words. They said no PhD would do anything that's not in their best interest, and helping me is not in their best interest. They said nobody's going to help me.
Well, John Roberts was basically having heart attacks from the COVID shots and kept taking them, and then didn't tell the public that he knew it was a COVID shot. These people are crazy.
Yeah, and so this exposes them. I believe God revealed this information to me for this. But they tried to kill me. In 2022, my blood pressure went up. I didn't take the COVID, but I took some testosterone. And my blood pressure started going up. I ended up taking 8 blood pressure pills plus a diuretic. I have since gotten off. I've detoxed my whole body. I've had sores on my face, my hands.
They definitely poison a lot of people with disruptive technologies. We'll get your name and number. If you'd like to send me information, tell me what your invention was. We'd love to talk to you and do more. Thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Don in California. Don, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. First of all, let me say it's a pleasure to be on this team with you.
Thank you. What an honor. Thank you.
And 2 years ago, I switched to carnivore diet, lost 150 pounds in 14 months, had to buy all new clothes. I bought your T-shirts. I got a dozen of them, hoodies. They're all great. My wife and I use your products. They're all great. I'm methylene blue iodine. I'm 65 years old. I feel like I'm in my 40s again. So thank you.
Thank you for supporting us. Please don't thank me. Thank you, brother. You're the reason we're still on the air.
Yeah, yeah. If we don't take back our elections, we have no chance to defeat the globalists. And you've had Peter Tichtin, Mike Lindell, Patrick Byrne on your show. They've all told us that the tabulators are compromised. So we have to take back our elections. If what a lot of people are saying, you know, they talk about paper ballots. Trump has said paper ballots, like paper ballots are gonna solve our problems. That's not the problem. The problem is the tabulating machines. Not only are they compromised once the tally is in the digital realm, they are also easy to cheat in the physical realm with ballot harvesting and the ability to feed phony ballots into them, basically without anybody being able to see that. The whole thing is compromised. We have to go back to hand counted. That's what you know, Patrick and Peter and Mike have all said, hand counted. So everybody needs to stop saying paper ballots. Everybody needs to say hand counted. Paper ballots just goes along with that. You know, the action item is for everybody, regardless if you're in a red state and you're in a red county, you have to get involved. We have to be involved. We have to start being observers in our elections. We have to start going to the elections office in your county and watching what's taking place there. It's not hard. You can just go to your election office and just say that you want to go in as a citizen and observe what's going on in there. Take a pad and paper, a pencil, and just write down notes. That is intimidating just by itself. You know,
that's why in 2020 they covered up the walls, covered up the windows, kicked the observers out, and then Trump put massive pressure on it, got observers back in 2024, so it mitigated the fraud. You're absolutely right. At the heart of it is election fraud. That is the key area to get back control, but also educating the public about the globalists and what their plan is. And we've come so far, so that's we've right. got to keep pushing and have urgency.
And like I said, if you're in a red state in a red county, don't think you're safe. Just like if someone's dealing with a rat and cockroach infestation, you go to the water and the food source to get rid of that. Well, if you have a Marxist infiltration in your city, county, or state, you can look for them in the places of power and influence. They will be your ROV. They will be your county board members. They will be your city council members, your city manager.
No, I've gone and volunteered many times as a watcher, saw the fraud myself in Travis County. You're dead on. Thank you, Don. Hassan in Cyprus, in the middle of the Mediterranean Ocean, has called in, has been holding. Thank you, Hassan, for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
It's good, brother.
Honored to speak with you, man.
Honored to talk to you. Go ahead.
I don't know if you know my island. I'm Canadian, but I live in Cyprus. It's a divided island. It's actually, I think the globalists ruined it by dividing it 47 years ago. I wanted your opinion on this. And I'm a huge fan of you. I work at a university. I tell everybody about you. PhD professors that work in political science, they say, wow, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. I say, this guy's light years ahead of you guys, all of you. This guy knows everything. This guy, I don't follow mainstream media. I just follow you. I listen to what you say because you speak the truth, man. It's such an honor to speak with you.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you. Look, I mean, I'm just real politique. And I mean, what we say comes true because we know what we're talking about. But yeah, the average political scientist is kind of in their own weird paradigm or left or right or their own weird little study area. So, I mean, the universities are basically becoming completely obsolete because of how far behind they are.
They are. And another point I wanted to tell you is in the beginning of the show, you were talking about the white race and how they're demonizing it. Actually, they really are. And what I've been seeing lately is, like, even girls now, I don't know if you've seen this, but even girls now, when a white girl, when you're white and you're trying to speak to a white girl, they don't really speak to you. They think you're demonized. They think you're cruel. They want to go out and, like, date third world country people because they're manipulated by the media. They're actually, like, they're brainwashed. You know what I mean?
It's 100% in the universities and everywhere. They literally teach. We can show you 1,000 headlines that white males are inherently evil and the cause of all problems on Earth. And it is the mega banks and the big money is financing that. And then when the left goes, okay, well, then that counts for Israel, too. They go, oh, no. But yeah, it's really sad. But at the end of the day, you know, this is where we are. People need to become aware of it. Thank you, sir. Let's go to Sam in Tennessee. Sam, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
I've got two topics. I had called in Monday, but it disconnected before, you know, the show ended kind of thing. And so I'm actually going to bridge these two topics. Your topic of the day is on what to do about World War III, right? And I think we're in it. I don't think it's coming. I think we're in it. But to do a metaphor, it's been a long time since I flew, but I remember back in the day they would tell parents, you put the mask, the oxygen mask on yourself first, and then you take care of the kids. And the whole reason why is if you go down, there's nobody left to take care of the kids, right? It wasn't a selfishness thing. It was a
no. So you got to take care of yourself first, or you can't take care of the people.
Yeah, and so I think the best answer is get our military like out of everything and make sure we preserve our nation first. You know, and then if World War III happens and the world takes a lot of damage, it we are still here. I'm an American, and I care. And you know, I'm care more what happens in the United States than I do about what happens in Brazil or Botswana or Zimbabwe or wherever, right? You know, because I'm here, not there. But then the second thing is when the dust settles, if we're still here, we're more capable of going and helping those that are left. You know, and so I think that's part of the answer. And I'm not saying don't trade with people, but bring our military back and defend ourselves first. Take care of America first, if that sounds at all familiar. So that's my answer on that one, is let's get us out of World War III, and let's not get into it with the Russians, because I know China and some others have nukes too, but I think we'll be more capable of defending if they decide to, if those start shooting at us, and if it's us and Russia. Us and Russia annihilates the world. There's that. Now, third party, you know, just a brief voting history of myself. Last time I voted for a Republican in the general election was I voted for Jimmy Duncan in 2004. He was against the Iraq war. He was against the budget limit increases. When he got away from that, I quit voting for them in the general election. You know, George Bush ruined me, man. I held my nose and voted for him in 2000. And after all the Patriot Act and stuff, I vowed to never do that again, to not hold my nose and basically vote against somebody, but only vote for somebody that's doing the right thing. The last time I voted in a primary, I voted for Ron Paul in 2012. Since that, I've not voted for him. And here's the reason why I'm saying this, is my vote's not being taken away from anybody. I'm not voting for Republicans or Democrats, period, anyway. So I would like to see somebody like a Tulsi Gabbard or an RFK Jr. or maybe both together as VP or something like that. And I'd prefer independent over third party, but if they do third party, fine too. And my vote is on the table for somebody that actually is America first. So I'm promoting the third party because that's the only way I'm going to vote anyway.
Great point. Thanks for the call. Let me elaborate on your first point. Everything you said was 100% common sense in your face. We should be worried about our country. We shouldn't be getting into a new world war. But then you look at NATO that we mainly fund and what we're doing and what happened with Biden and the globalists starting the Iran war. I mean, starting the Ukraine war with Russia and all the rest of it, that is escalating towards total war. And it's common sense that, A, we shouldn't be involved in a world war, B, we shouldn't be starting it. And then with Iran, you had all these different globalist interests and Israeli interests wanting this war forever. Other presidents didn't do it because the Pentagon explained we weren't going to win it, probably. Very low probability. And so now we're in this, and the two wars have linked up, and it's a total disaster. So not only should we not be involved in wars, we shouldn't be starting them. And that's where we are. And it's because we're at the end of a cycle, and the forces that run the United States need a war as a distraction to try to control the world economy and have a political distraction while things basically implode here at home. And this has killed Trump's recovery. It's killed his agenda. It's sucked all the oxygen out of him. The poll numbers show he's going down and down and down. Those are real polls. I talk to people on the street. I talk to almost all his former supporters. Can't stand him now, but they're not dumb. They also don't like Democrats, but it doesn't matter. They're against the policies he's got on foreign policy and the betrayal. Because they realize, yeah, Democrats are a threat, and they'll be back in power the way we're going here. And that, again, is Trump's big mistake. But separately, Trump is the big front and center threat right now with this war. And it's just a disaster. And the neocons and the Israeli funding don't want us talking about this. They don't want us putting pressure on it. They don't want us saying no to this super unpopular war. They want us to just sit there and let us be sleptwalked into a total escalation of it that includes nuclear war. And it's just unreal where we are. Okay, who's up next here? Let's go to Matt in Massachusetts. Matt, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I just want to say I love your show.
Love you too.
I found you in the mid-2000s on YouTube, and I've been listening ever since. And I remember back in the day, all the stuff you were saying, it has definitely come to fruition. You've been right on this whole time. I just want to say that. I have two topics I wanted to bring up. The first thing is about what they're doing to the kids. My wife owns a child care center. She's owned it for about 10 years. Prior to that, she was the director of a child care center. And when I first met her, some of the conversations we had is about what's going on with the kids. And she started comparing the vaccination records with how the cognitive disabilities of these children coincide. If you look at the records of the kids that, you know, have disabilities, autism, all kinds of, like, you know, weird problems and cognitive delays, it directly corresponds with the number of shots they have. I mean, almost verbatim. And the children that she has that do not have any shots, they have a clean shot record. They're smart as a whip. Both my kids are what I call purebloods. They have no shots. They did not do the vitamin K shot. We refused everything in the hospital. And, man, that was a fight 10 years ago, let me tell you. But it was well worth it because both my kids, top of their class, they're brilliant. They have very, like, almost no health issues. They never get sick. They're not allergic to anything. They're brilliant. So I just want to say the vaccines definitely are damaging the kids, and they're doing it on purpose to degrade society. The second thing I wanted to bring up is not so much the flock cameras, but the other cameras. So when I found you way back in the day, I went on a crusade to, like, find out what was going on with a lot of the stuff. And one of the things I found out was about the cameras and the intelligent traffic network system. Luckily, I grew up and I live next door to the mayor of the town that I'm in. The mayor's been mayor here for decades. He's one of the longest serving mayors in the country. I don't want to say the city because what I'm about to say could give away some stuff. So when I started digging into this, they started putting cameras up on the traffic lights, and the and I don't know if you have them in Texas, but up here in the Northeast, and I've seen them up and down the Eastern Seaboard, there's long white poles with a camera on top that's white. So I started wondering what those cameras were. Well, this girl I knew happened to be dating the town lineman. The lineman is the one that deals with all this stuff and installs these things. So he had in his garage boxes of these cameras. And he had two different ones. He had the Autoscope Solotera and another one made by Fleur. Now, this happened about 15 years ago, so I could imagine how advanced things are now. And they're all over all the traffic lights. And on the box, it said what the cameras did, and we could look it up online. And come to find out, 15 years ago, all the cameras they installed on top of all the traffic lights as part of the intelligent traffic network, they facially recognize, they do speed, they do vehicle recognition, pedestrian.
That's what I was trying to tell people. 20 years ago, yeah. Homeland Security funded millions to put up microphones, face scanners through government systems, and then Flock came in as its own private group, so it got demonized because it was in competition with that. I'm not defending Flock. I was trying to get folks to become aware of the fact that it was like an inner corporate battle over who would be able to roll out the next phase of it, because now they're getting ready to implement all the controls of the systems that are already in place.
Yeah, so people listening to this, if they want to know about this, next to you, at every intersection that has these cameras, there's a big gray box. And in the big gray box outside the intersection are the electrical circuit boards and the servers, well, not the server, but like the boards that all these things plug into. All of these things are live time and hooked up to the internet, and they've been in the town I'm in for over 15 years now. Now, I started looking into this and became sketched about it, so I went and asked the mayor, because like I said, he was my neighbor growing up. I'm very good friends with him. And he told me, I will never say that, you know, don't ever say I said this, but here's the truth. He's like, those cameras do take video. They do do facial recognition. He's like, they are tied into the fusion center that's in Maynard, Massachusetts. And he's like, and when we build the new police station, we hope that we can utilize them to fight crime because they're going to be tied into the command and control center in the police station. Well, a few years ago, they built a new police station, and guess what? Every single one of those cameras is tied into the police station, and they go to the fusion center, but they don't use them yet. They can't use them yet in court cases. So they are there. They
exactly. It's all waiting for the next virus and the next lockdown, they admit. It's not used for real crime. It's going to be used for total control. They've let the Soros DAs in over 1,000 jurisdictions and judges are in control. They let you out of jail when you literally shoot innocent people or rape women. You know, sure, this all has great uses, but the bad guys are in control of it. The globalists put it in, and you are dead on. What an amazing call, Matt. Thank you for calling. And again, for the last year of the hype about Flock, I'm just like, okay, Flock's important. Small part of it. Oh, God, you're covering up Flock. And I'm just like, no, I'm trying to explain that this stuff is everywhere, and most of it is actually governmental when it comes to the streets. But in your house, your cell phone, the smart meter, the home assistant, your refrigerator has microphones and cameras in it. I'm not joking. Look it up. All the cars by law have kill switches in them, and I know most of you know that, but it's just so frustrating when people are like, oh, look, Flock's put up at the park. Oh, Flock's at a golf course. See, they're surveilling us. Damn right they are. But it's just watching everyone only discover it through this limited thing and then think that's it. And then they're like blind to anything else. It's weird how psychology works. But they started demonizing Flock a year and a half ago when I started using it. Because the other federal agencies were blocking him from it. The states were blocking him. The private groups were blocking him. So Palantir is part owner in it. They were giving him access. So now, oh, the left wants him gone now. And I'm just pointing out that's what this is all about. Not a defense of Palantir, not a defense of Flock. But why do you only know about Palantir and Flock? Because that's the new kid on the block that's sticking its nose in the trough. And the really big boys don't like it. Like, who runs the kill switch in your car? Oh, you don't know who that is? Well, it's the car companies, but then they have management companies and tech companies that run it. And it's basically Microsoft, Amazon, Oracle, and Google. And you can go look up industry graphs, Wall Street Journal and stuff. If you're a subscriber, Bloomberg, you know, the big business thing, they have the graphs. And I mean, when it comes to surveillance and government servers and control, I mean, Amazon, Oracle, you know, Microsoft, they're like up here, and Flock and Palantir down here, and they're growing. My point is, yeah, look at that. Be aware of that. Also be aware of this. That's all I'm saying. We'll be right back. My fellow patriots, the first thing the globalists and the leftists do when they want to silence you is go after your merchant accounts. Go after your business payment systems. It's that simple. They try to cut off your ability to even receive money or make payments. If you are a conservative business owner, Google is watching you. Meta, Facebook is watching you. Amazon, all of the major big tech is watching you. If you think for one second that they are not orchestrating and coordinating their efforts behind the scenes to take you offline and out of business and render you harmless to the system and the machine, you are wrong. The question is not if, it's when Stripe, Shopify, PayPal, Square, they're all part of the same big tech machine. Because once there's only one central system, they can bring in the universal credit score. The head of BlackRock, Larry Fink, was very clear. Once they have the system in place and they're close, they are going to shut down everybody that isn't part of their system, even people that aren't political. This is about total control. They've just got to get to the patriots that are opposing them to get to you. And FirstUnitedPayments.com stands directly in the tyrant's way. My fellow Americans, this is your call to action. Call or email First United Payments now and ask them how you can protect your business against the globalist predatory attacks and shutdowns today. And talk to a real human here in the good old U.S. of A by calling toll-free 877-899-1313. You've got to be able to have your own business. You've got to be able to operate without these globalist sharks, this mafia shutting you down. And First United Payments is the tip of the spear. Proven warriors, ladies and gentlemen, in this fight. Online merchants, this is the place for you. Now visit FirstUnitedPayments.com right now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.